Guitarist Ernest Ranglin is an elder statesman of Jamaican music, a self-styled composer and improviser. He has traveled and collaborated widely during his 80 years. In California last year, he teamed up with three much younger players from the U.S., South Africa, and Israel. The four musicians bonded and quickly recorded a CD named for the San Francisco street where they rehearsed, Avila. Benning Air has this review.
Ernest Ranglin made his first guitar out of a sardine can and wire. In the 50s, he became one of the creators of the pre-reggae ska sound and possibly the first guitarist to play the damped staccato guitar lines Jamaicans call scratching. Ranglin played on Bob Marley's first studio session and on Millie Small's 1964 breakout hit My Boy Lollipop. But for all his roots and pop credentials, Ranglin's true musical destiny lay elsewhere, in jazz. Old school swing with a reggae lilt, what's not to love? And listen to the way Ranglin and his young collaborators put a Jamaican rock steady feel to the South African jazz classic Manenberg. This is the song that put the great jazz pianist Abdullah Ibrahim, in those days Dollar Brand, on the map. Ranglin's take is both an homage and a reinvention. Ranglin has an easy grace to his playing that lets him bridge continents and decades without breaking a sweat. His song, Memories of Senegal, has a tricky rhythm, but when Ranglin takes a solo, he soars like a bird, untroubled by the shifting terrain beneath him. It's rare and refreshing to find a musician who has experienced so much and somehow held on to all of it. Ernest Ranglin is a walking, guitar-picking musical history book. In Avila, you can hear the way the other three players, young but also seasoned, respond to his masterful facility with Caribbean, American, and African idioms. This is Music Built to Last by a sage old cat who still happens to be one of the most interesting and classiest guitarists around.
Benning Air is senior editor at Afropop.org. He reviewed Avila by Avila, featuring Ernest Ranglin. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.